views and opinions expressed by hosts, invited speakers, and callers do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the Black Talk Media Project or the Black Talk Radio Network.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tango Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. And today is Monday, October the 5th, 2015. Sorry for the late start today. My computer was messing up here in SoCal. A lot going on, and so running a little behind. And so just want to apologize to you all. But, hey, just want to thank you for listening to Tando Radio Show today, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Hopefully your weekend was good and you had some time to spend with your family, you had some time to spend with yourself, and you had some time to start to prepare for some of the events that are unfolding and happening as we speak now. So, with that being said, everyone, please continue to support Black Talk Radio Network and by telling your friends, family about the show so we can increase our listenership and it can help as many people as possible. Also, if there's a financial donation that you can make to the network in order to keep it going, please do that and be a part and be an active supporter of the network, because that's what it's going to take to keep Black Talk Radio Network in place and growing strong. If you look at throughout this country, how many networks and radio stations and media outlets do we have? Very few. And that is because we have to support it. And when we don't support things, we lose them. And then there is always a wondering, why don't we have? Because we have to support in order for that to stay in existence. It's much easier to listen to Black Talk Radio Network than it is extremely much easier to listen than it is to create the dialogue, to create the topics, and to put things together for you. And so, everyone, please support the network with what you can, because if not, you won't have it, and then we really can't ask, why don't we? Now you know why we don't have a lot of the things that we should have, because we really have to support and understand the importance of that. So many of us are quick and easy to eat the fruit. Very few are willing to feed the roots. And that's what needs to happen here. Okay, so also go to Tando Radio Show's Facebook page and check us out there. Look at some of the articles that we posted this today. I posted a lot of articles about what's going on in the Middle East. There's a lot going on in the world, but I chose to stay on this topic because of so many reasons. And the main reason is that this is one of the many events in plays that will have great adverse effect on the people. So let's jump into the show. Now, before we do that, I just want to say, whenever we post something on Tando, and I know Scotty has talked about this before, you know, they pull stuff off of the timelines so much. So everyone, if you see something on a timeline, it's very important that you actually take a look at it and have it for your records, because believe me, they take stuff off of, very important stuff off of the timelines, you know, where you'll miss weeks and weeks of material. And this is something, a common practice that happens within the Facebook community. And for what reasons? I think this is pretty obvious. Pretty obvious. But today's show, we're going going to pretty much open lines and just talk about some other things. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, talk about anything that we talked about in the past, anything that you would want to bring up, today's a good day to do that. Give us a call. 641 is the area code, 715-3660. And the participant code is 549032 pound. Then hit star 61 to let me know that's when you have a question or comment. So always kind of chop that up. So get in on the conversation today. I would love to hear from you, from just what's going on in the world, from everything from the flood, the flooding, the hurricane season, to if you'd like to talk about what has happened with these mass shootings all that continue, and I'm going to tell you there's an agenda behind this. Believe me, look at where the economy is, look at history, and look at where things are going. You can see the agenda behind this. It's definitely something that is being used in one of the many ways. Let me tell you this. No way in the world that the people that happen to live here, that grew up under this culture, for whatever you think of it, good or bad, and you know, we all have our understandings in our history with it. But let me tell you something. The people that happen to live in this country, that happen to live in what they call a country here, they're not going to surrender any of their weapons in any turn. What you must be, you out of your mind if you think that that's going to happen, because they're just not. There comes a time and place where the so-called appointed authorities, they appoint themselves, the appointed authorities have no they have no relevance in determining how we live our lives. And no way in the world, if they want to have, you know, I'm all for gun control, that's cool, if it starts with the governments first. Get rid of the world government's arms before you even ask the citizens to get rid of ways and means to protect themselves from you and anyone else. Not going to happen. Even if the people try to say you can't defend yourself from the government, they have too much of this or that. That's not the point. The point is they don't tell me, and they're not going to tell the rest of the country what to do, when to do it, and how to do it. It never has worked. It never will work. So, you know, I firmly live by your freedom ends where mine begins and mine ends where yours begins. You're not going to tell me how to live my life, because I'm not advocating telling you how to live yours. So it's especially in the standpoint where they want to disarm you, really, while they have arms. Doesn't sound popular, doesn't sound possible, it ain't gonna happen. They want to create a paradigm of so many things, and the most important thing is to enslave. So just wanted to give that out. Whatever your thoughts is, if I will respect the person that says, hey, get rid of all of the guns. You know what, I'm actually with you. But you gotta start with, my thing is you have to start with the world governments first, because they are the ones. You see these so-called mass murders, and I would consider them mass murders, but you can't overlook the small incidents compared to the incidents of mass murder that kills generations of people. How ignorant and foolish are you? Please. So, that's, if you'd like to get on that conversation about the overall advent and the trends of weapons in this country and disarming, give us a call at 1-641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032 pound. And then hit star 61 when you would like to, if you would like to have a question or have a comment or just have a conversation. Would love to hear from you. So that was some of the things. But let's take a look at what I really wanted to to jump into, but by all means, we can talk about any and everything. It should be, and it is on the table because it's very, very important. But right now, as we speak, this whole thing in the Middle East, there are have been some major, major events that have happened since the last week, last Wednesday, when Russia's bombing of groups within Syria started. And this weekend was some major, major events. One was that there was an intrusion into Syrian airspace by Israeli fighters, F-15s. And the significance of that is great, because just a week earlier, a couple of days before that, maybe on Tuesday or Monday of last week, before Russia started their campaign, there was a shelling that Israel did inside of Syria, and they said that they did it because Syrian forces had actually dropped shells inside of Israel, and Israel had response with an airstrike and with artillery. Well, since then, Russia has put Israel on notice that that's not going to happen anymore. Because where Israel was shelling and did an airstrike is where there's Russian troops are there now. Russian military is there. Excuse me. Oh, sorry about that. Excuse me. There's Russian assets, military there. And also, the whole game has changed. Syria is now basically a protected colony or a protected state of Russia, China, and Iran. And this is causing major, major problems. So over the weekend, Israel had flew F-15s within the airspace of Syria. And they were met and chased out by Russian fighter jets, the Su-30s. Very significant. Why is this significant? Because now you're having the advent of military assets and personnel very close to each other in combat-capable roles. The article that I post there, and I'm gonna pull it up here. I posted it in inside of Tando. The article says that the Israeli fighters weren't equipped for a dogfight, so they knew right away that they weren't able to compete with the Su-30s, the Russian Su-30s, and even if they were equipped for dogfighting, they wouldn't been able to protect themselves from the Su-30s. They immediately ran and headed south into Libyan airspace and then ultimately back to Israel. This is something that you have never seen before. What do I mean by that? In the past, Russia has kind of always been kind of, even though there was tough talk, even from the Cuban Missile Crisis, they pretty much had always kind of walked away or turned away from confrontation. In this case in point, now with Syria, that's no longer the case. And I'm going to give you some of the reasons why I think this is so. It's because as we speak right now, the U.S. and Western allies are purposely trying to economically destroy Russia. And because of that, that was the real first act of war. And the Russians really have no choice but to continue to try to position themselves in the way in which they are, and this is ultimately going to turn out extremely bad. Extremely bad. That was just one of the incidents this weekend. Also this weekend. Let me pull up. And then also this weekend, there were Russia and Turkish, which in Turkey is a NATO nation. Turkey has been used as a proxy for a lot of U.S. Military encouragements in tactics within and in agendas within that region, especially against Syria. Turkish Air Force fighters were also run off by Russian Air Force fighters earlier today, or was it yesterday? It was yesterday. So now, and the thing about Turkey, they're a little different. Their mentality of things is a little different. They have a historical battle that their ancestral battle that they're fighting, and you know, part of the old Ottoman Empire, and they will actually engage. They're not, you know, ones that are that will shy away from a confrontation, even if it's military confrontation with Russia. So this is a very dangerous situation that we're witnessing here, and it's going to have an effect on us. A couple of other things before we get into the show, a couple of news articles that I want to go over that are very important that you should know about. Also, right now there is talk that Russia may invoke an embargo around Syria. I'm telling you, this is history repeating itself. But this is going to be an embargo where they're not going to allow anyone else in Syria but them. This is the opposite of what the U.S. does with embargoes. The U.S. usually keeps other countries out and tries to starve a country, which they did to Japan. Know the history, and this is why Japan was basically forced to attack the U.S. in in World War II, this with Pearl Harbor, and this is what the U.S. wanted it to do. They actually aggravated that mentality and aggravated that those happenings because they needed someone to strike them first so that they could drop the nuclear bombs on not just Japan but the whole world, so the whole world would be beholden to them and would be a part of their petrodollar system and their reserve currency system, and to sacrifice their resources for the economic and political gain of the U.S. So the U.S. needed someone to destroy and invoke the so-called fear of God into people, and that's what happened with Japan. Japan had no intentions on going to war with the U.S. They refused to do to participate in an economic co-op such as the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which was passed today, was agreed upon today. Japan back in 1939 refused to economically participate in some of the plans that the U.S. had, of course, because they wanted to actually steal resources from the people and from the countries and everything else, and Japan decided not to participate, and then there was hell to pay for that. That's when the U.S. started to sanction them and then placed an embargo on them. Well, right now, Russia has placed an embargo on Syria. And in placing this embargo on Syria, they're preventing countries from coming in. When you place an embargo on them, they're also going to kick everybody else out. This is what is being debated and possibly will be done. The next move by Russia in response to the Syrian condition. And this is quite significant if they do a naval blockade. They do a naval blockade. They're basically going to, this is a slow approach to smashing NATO, and particularly the United States, because of its financial plays against Russia, just trying to destroy their ruble, trying to and sanction their goods. Because now, once they do that, guess what happens? The gas lines that are so necessary that come through the Ukraine and through Crimea and then through Greece, all of those, all of that will be cut off. And this is the winter time. The winter season is starting to show up in Europe. And Russia realizes the strength that it has and is going to use it. And there is, in my opinion, there is no other way out of these events other than to have military confrontation. And I do expect those confrontations to happen, military confrontation to happen before this year is up. We are one incident away, one major incident away from World War III. All the stages are set. The assets have been in place. China has now sent in its Blue Navy, even though it doesn't have a very large Blue Navy. It, you know, only has one or two aircraft carriers. It may have another one that it has made that was in, you know, has been secretly done. Russia only has a couple of aircraft carriers. I'm pretty sure that they have one or two that aren't spoken of or accounted for. And they're moving. What they do have is they have a large amount of nuclear subs, and they're positioning those nuclear subs all over the world, in the Middle East, and guess what? Off the west coast of the United States, in Washington and in California. Recently, as of this weekend, one of Russia's largest nuclear submarines went to the Middle East area. China has also moved its navy through the Suez Canal and has positioned assets in the Middle East. And also this last week, Russia also has been seen with nuclear subs off of the coast of Washington. And I'm pretty sure they're off the coast of California, and they're probably also in, as we speak right now, in the Gulf of Mexico. And this is playing out because positions have been taken, because I do truly expect something to a major incident to kick off that will start the advent of this World War III. And it's so important that you prepare for this. So just wanted to, hey, we got a couple of callers that are there. Let's go to them, and don't like to keep the callers waiting. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What's your name? Where you calling from? What's your comment or question?
Hey, what's up, man? This is Bragg. Peace.
Peace, brother Bragg. What's going on, bro? How you doing?
Hey, look, man. People around me are saying that I think everything is a joke, man. Because this last shooting at this school, it just fits a long line of these flashpoints, as I call them. Now, we got a shooting at a school. I just happened to get up like 2 o'clock in the morning that morning and mm-hmm. see MSNBC and see them talking about, we're not going to dignify this guy by saying his name. We will not say his name. We will not give any information on him. I'm like, now, when have you ever heard that? They wouldn't confirm who this guy was in after they broke the story for a few hours, and all of a sudden it's a Muslim cat. Man, you got to watch these people. They're working hard. The whole thing is about forcing gun control down people's throats. And see, they got to have scared people half to death with this nonsense. We're not in Hollywood. Everybody's awoke now. These games ain't going to keep working, I don't think. I hope not.
No, you're absolutely right, Brother Braggs. And you're not going to glorify this guy by not saying it. It's so theatrical. And
I've never seen such shit, man, in my whole life. I just found it to be the strangest shit for me to ever sit there and watch. And I just happened to turn the TV on by mistake, and this cat, oh, we won't justify his name. We will not dignify his name. That's what he wants, people to say his name. I'm like, what kind of crap is that?
right. It's the whole theatrical, because think about it. You know, when have we had these mass shootings the way that we have them right now? The reason why you have them right now, because it fits an agenda.
Right.
It totally fits an agenda.
They're trying to force or mold the narrative, which is gun control, but they can't say gun control, so by deception of hand, they create a situation where, oh, we have unqualified people with weapons. Well, America got weapons catches that you are never going to get. Because you got these white folks, they've been buying weapons for hundreds of years. The ones with money got weapons like the military got. They're not going to give up their... Now, see, they might come through our neighborhoods haphazardly and try to take some shit. They're not going through these white neighborhoods like that, because they already know it's going to be like the World War IV.
Yeah.
And they know it. But see, in our neighborhoods, we got to start doing something, too. Every American, if you're American, you're supposed to have some weapons at your house. Just because. If somebody was to hit these shores, what you going to do with a bunch of strangers? Now, I don't know if everybody paying attention to the United Nations got an army. Monsanto got an army.
Yeah.
The International Banking Cartel, they got a standing army. The Vatican got a standing army. University of Chicago here in Chicago got the largest private standing police force in the nation. Now, all these private... Where do we live?
In the police state.
Well, all these people got police all around. But hold it. All these police institutions are in our neighborhoods, though. They're not in their neighborhoods.
No.
So, I guess, actually, could you say we are under siege and we don't know it? A mental siege, so to speak? I mean, if you don't know it, you don't know it. But once you know it.
Right, Brother Braggs. And that's so true. We do live in a police state. And, you know, just to... Let me tell you how this government is looking at this whole thing. Let me show you the audacity. One, if you know history, every war that this country has engaged in has been at the hands of a false flag, a lie that the government did through an operation to start a war. And they're doing that now, too, because this is what they need to do to maintain control over who? The people. But let me tell you something so significant. Just this weekend, and of course my computer is acting up, but just this weekend, there's an article that I posted inside of Tando, Brother Braggs, and I hope you checked it out. And it was where the Attorney General, said that, let me pull this up real quick, and it's so significant. And we need to really know what's going on. Loretta Lynch, the Attorney General in the United States, said that government shouldn't require reports of people killed by the police.
Nazi police state. Let's talk about Zionism. Let's talk about how they do this stuff. Imperialism. Let's talk about, this is supposed to be a democracy, but I don't even know if it's empire. I don't know what we are anymore. I know that we in the midst of some kind of change, and everybody better wake up, because the change is going to be a nightmare if we don't take some control of this thing.
Yeah. But check this out. Loretta Lynch, government shouldn't be required to report of people killed by the police. Attorney General Loretta Lynch said the federal government should not be required police to report fatal shootings of civilians, sharply divulging from her preceding Eric Holder stance on police killing. In a conversation with NBC journalist Chuck Todd on a range of criminal justice issues, Lynch said on Thursday that she does not support a federal mandate to report people killed by the police. I'm going to say that again. She does not support a federal mandate to report people killed by the police. One of the things we are focusing on at the Department of Justice is not trying to reach down from Washington and dictate to every local department how they should handle the minuscules of record keeping, but we are stressing to them that these records must be kept. Wait, stop. This is a typical sociopathic quote. Typical. It doesn't. What do you mean? You're not. It's not important enough to know the numbers of people that are being killed by the so-called law enforcement authorities.
So the state now is judge, jury, and executioner, huh?
Exactly.
At the deterrent of the population, which it should be the people of the people by the people. What happened to that concept?
Right, with full immunity. Because see, this is the thing.
That's the
because if you don't know the numbers,
casual.
Then you have what? Immunity. Total immunity. And this is, I don't care if it's a black face, it's a black grandmother, nice looking, she looks peaceful and all of this other stuff. These people know how to control the social, they have already done the psychological background, and they've done the research to control masses of people. And you don't look at who they are, look at what they do. Look at what they do. This is nothing but a pure sociopathic quote. How is it not important when a life is, regardless of what the circumstances are, there is a major problem. There is a major problem where you don't want to mandate that the police have to, then guess what? You don't have a police any longer. You have an occupying force, which you already know is the truth. Because an occupying force doesn't have to give an account for its killing. It just has to continue to kill to maintain control. That's where we are. And this is this is really, really dangerous. And believe me, I believe it's purposely done. Hey, we got to go to a commercial break, Brother Braggs. Hold on. You're listening to, I totally forgot about it, you're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. When we come back, we're going to finish the conversation and look at some of the things that's going on and what does this mean for you and I and what you should be doing now. We'll be right back in a few seconds.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. It's your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. Just want to thank you all for listening. Hey, get in on the conversation. What do you think is going on? Give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 54-9032 pound, and just put star 61 if you have a question or a comment that you would like to hear on air. Would love to talk to you about what's going on, because this is important. This affects you. This is about you. This is about what you're going to allow. This is how you're going to actually require the standard of living of everyone like you to be adhered to in this country. Most importantly, how you're going to execute your free will. No man tells you what to do. The requirement of forcefully you paying this and you paying that is only because you decided to adhere to their perceived authority. The only authority that the governments have is what you give them. And sometimes when that happens, they become like everything else. They think that they have it because they're entitled to it. There is no such thing as someone having entitlement to your life, to use your life, your ways, and your energy of life for their means of life. That is enslavement, and we need to break this completely and disassemble it and start anew, because it's getting out of hand. This is how you lose generations of people. This is how you don't need another Hitler. You've had one even before the last one was tokened name, and you've never not had one. They call it war. And they continue to do it, and particularly within our communities with our people. But you see, what they'll do is they'll just tell you it's something else. Divert, you know, lie, deceit, and get your attention diverted away from what the truth is. I don't care what you say. I care what you do. Care what you do. So, hey, get in on the conversation. Give us a call, 641-715-3660. And the participant code is 5490#, and it's *61. Got it completely, Scotty, without even messing it up one time on that one. So, hey, we got our brother, Brother Braggs. Yeah, Brother Braggs, you know, these shootings, you know, I fully expect. And I'm going to tell you, this is the direction that I think. If they can't get you to surrender the guns by will because of the shootings of, you know, schools and in different places, then this is what they're going to do. Let me tell you what they're going to do next. They're going to do what has always worked for them in the past. They're going to say a group of terrorists that came in and did this, and now we need to get rid of all of these guns.
Well, that's the other part of you, bringing in 70,000 foreigners into our country under the flag of some Islamic, you know, whatever, boo-boo-boo, you know what I'm saying?
Boo-boo-boo, right.
All of these things that they just do, they just compound things. I mean, they just make people say, huh, now what are they up to now? Because why would you bring, now, I'm not calling anybody savage or barbarian or anything like that. We don't know who these people are. We already got people in our neighborhoods. They send all these people in our neighborhoods to be parasites off us, and we support these parasites. It's time to start shaking these dogs off, which flees off the dog. They can no longer sit there and suck that blood. That money could be better used in the community for all kind of things. People just not thinking. We make our enemies strong with our dollar. You know,
and our
margin
support,
is
right.
All right. All that stuff is all right. If that's what you want to do, I view things differently. I view things, man, well, that dollar. If you well, that dollar is a good weapon. I'm saying, a good weapon. Keep it to your community and deny it from other communities. And see if they stop disrespecting you. See how they view you when you step up as an adult in your sovereignty and say, hey, we're not taking this no more. We're going to do this like this.
Right, and that's the key there. Hold on, we got another caller. We dropped this caller earlier. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What's your name? Where you calling from? What's your question or comment?
What's up, my brothers? How are you?
Dave, brother right. Davis, what's going on?
Hey, man, I'm blessed, man. I'm listening to you, brothers, and I'm going to tell you something. The sad part about it is the whole country. Because the message is so vital in every community. I think what Putin did this weekend, if people haven't noticed, he made a presentation to the propaganda machine of Russia, all of the major players of the propaganda were on stage when he was making the case that the United States are sponsored ISIS.
Yep.
That was a step in letting the Russian people know that we have to put our foot down somewhere that we can't predict where it's going to land. But we want you to know this is what we're doing. Now, the United States fails to realize two things. One, Russia knows that once they cut off that gas in the wintertime, a whole lot of countries are going to have a different opinion in this whole war. And they're going to use that flexibility on the world stage. Two, they fail to realize that these countries that are all starting to form these alliances against the United States, it's just a matter of time before they form alliances with those countries that become victimized by the weakness of the United States. And see, we haven't even hit the point where the federal dollar is dropped and the world reserve currency position is lost. Because, see, when we hit that point, everybody in America gets the wake-up call. And the wake-up call you're going to get is your government is no longer in business. Corporations are running the country, and we'll get back to you when we deem it necessary.
Well, that's already the case. Corporations are at the wheel.
I always say, listen, don't wait for disaster to happen. Prepare for it. Those of you with those gun buyback programs, if you have to be in our community, we need to arm ourselves. One. put food and water away, and we need to go out and network in our community. Because I'm going to tell you something. When they come to the United States, and they're going to be a little skittish. Because I'm going to tell you, they know Americans, the citizens of America are heavily armed. But believe me, they want this on our shores. Because no war, other than the Civil War, has been fought on American soil.
Other than 9-1-1, yeah. And they need the shock value. That's what they need.
And what we need to do now is to let people know their petty differences have no meaning in the struggle for existence. Because that is exactly what we will be in, a struggle for our individual existence. And I'm going to tell you something. I have a lot of appreciation for the lives that have touched mine and for those lives I were able to touch. And they are sacred to me, so am I going to be armed? Am I going to be dangerous? Am I going to be prepared? My answer is to all of that.
Wow. Well, you know, Brother Davis, it was so much that you and Brother Braggs always bring, and it's so true. When you look at the overall positioning of things, it's the time is now to prepare for it on, because I share that same sentiment that you do, and I know Brother Braggs that I have an obligation to be prepared not only for myself, my family, but for the relationships that I've struck with you, Brother Braggs, and everyone else, to be prepared, because in being prepared, that means that you are able to have resources to mitigate threats and have a position of advantage, not only for yourself, but for people that have supported you, and that you have to, because there is no man as an island. You have to take this on, like you said, from a community standpoint. Prepare ourselves now while we still can, because the time is running out. Let me give you two brothers one more thing that was also that was looked over by last week during the UN. The Obama administration announced the global police force to fight extremists in the United States.
Private militaries again, man. I'm telling you, I get the creeps just thinking about that. I can see Nazis all over the place. I don't run from shadows. I'm not a shadow chaser. It's just that the writing is on the wall. Look, Zionism, imperialism, this is all a part of this. The control, the whole thing is control. Steady shock, 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 and then we initiate our scheme to the max. However, and look, the president, he keeps saying he's toying around with it. Oh, this gun control, and then these little flashpoints. Oh, we must have guns. So he's setting the table, if you know what I'm saying. Just watch how they make the real power grab, because that's what it's going to. Now look, we got people in white enclaves, for no apparent reason, shooting people. Now, explain that to me, man. Come on now. Come on now. That don't even sound right. Because it's like the third one. I mean, come on. How many times are you going to do that?
Yeah, it's only going to continue to rapidly. And it was going on during, remember, Brother Davis and Brother Braggs, remember Mario Cuomo of New York just a week before started saber-rattling to get rid of it, and guess what? Every time they saber rattle, they give an event to coincide with it, to give it, like Rahm Emanuel said, let no good crisis go to waste. They create the crises. But let me read this headline for you two brothers. It's so important. And this comes from Breitbart, and I posted inside of Tando Radio Show for all of the listeners. Listen, on Wednesday, this was last week, this was Wednesday, this article was actually done on Friday, and it said on Wednesday, Attorney General Loretta Lynch, there she go again, announced at the United Nations that her office would be working with several American cities to form what she called the Strong Cities Network, a law enforcement initiative that would encompass the globe. This amounts to nothing less than overriding the American laws, Trans-Pacific Partnership. This is what this is really going to be protecting. all American laws, up including the U.S. Constitution, in favor for the United Nations laws that would henceforth be implemented in the United States itself without any consulting of Congress at all. I don't care consulting Congress, nothing. They mean nothing. They're all bought and paid for, too. What really matters is the people. It matters what you and I think. And no longer do those people, do Loretta Lynch, do the other people, the other sociopaths, represent who we are. Well, who I am and who I know a lot of you are. Because their agenda is quite different than yours. Their agenda is to maintain and take the orders from the psychopaths while they do their sociopathic duty to follow on and get whatever they're going to get from it. They're going to get a retirement fund, so they think. But let me tell you something about this system. Whenever you make a deal with the devil, you always lose your soul. They mean nothing to these people. And this is ridiculous. But so it goes on. Basically, I would say, everyone, look up this Strong Cities Network. They are going to, let me tell you how this is going to roll down. This is why with Brother Braggs and Brother Davis is saying prepare. You need to, if you are going to purchase any kind of firearms, you need to do it now. Because what they're going to do, they realize that they're not, it's going to be difficult for them to get all of the guns from the people. It's a step-by-step process. What they're going to do is cut off your ability to get it, first and foremost. And they're going to start with ammunition first.
Right.
They're going to start with ammunition first. They're going to cut ammunition off. Then they're going to cut the guns off. Then they're going to create an environment where people will start to turn on each other. Let me tell you what I think is going to happen. We talked about it here, the Trojan horse. All three of these brothers, the three brothers have talked about it, Scotty, Brother Davis, and Brother Braggs. They're going to have a Trojan horse effect. But see, the thing about the Trojan horse effect is really this. Is they're going to sabotage the whole system. They want you to think that they're for you when they're actually against you. They're going to use all of their assets to aggravate a civil war within this country. And that is going to be the gun control that they need and want. When the civil war in this country that is going to be produced, they're going to massage. They keep the disenfranchised, and they keep the disparity of treatment going because they know that angers the people to action.
And this is one of the most dangerous elements in this country, whether you believe it or not, is white supremacy groups. They got more radical white supremacy groups than ISIS. They're more dangerous than ISIS, but they won't ever say it. Now,
because they're a part of, you know, look at who
the status quo. They're part of the system.
The KKK
was built by the system. No, and anybody who doesn't
fully
think it
funded.
Was, it came right out of the Vatican. Come on now, we know that by now.
Right,
the Rogue
the White Knight.
Sacred Order of Black Priests. Come on, we know all this.
Yep, so true. So, Brother Davis, what's your take on the Strong City network that you know that we see? It's really slowly becoming. It's always really been falling apart, but they're becoming so blatant with it now.
I believe personally that they're setting up what's called satellite headquarters for the Rex 84 project.
Yep.
I haven't been talking about Rex 84 for the last 8 years. I thought it was strange that he was planned for the conviction of Americans at a time where that was not an issue. So this was a foregone corporate plan. Now the reason why I say it was a foregone corporate plan is because now we used to have the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, and the Marines. Well, they were for now we have Homeland Security. We have five military that are literally weaponry down. And they're turning their police force into a military unit. So we really don't have to look to see what's going wrong. It's been blatant and in our face. The
yep.
bad part about it is that America has been so dumb that they have allowed their differences to be the fence in which they build a foundation. Now, given the liability side. If you don't sit on the asset side, they're trying to get rid of all the liability. So we have to look at life in our circumstance the same way and prepare, because when the government cuts everything off, just look at the numbers. 48 million people get some sort of subsidy. 45 million people get subsidy. 33 million people get some sort of monetary assistance. And you have to understand, this eliminates the so-called Obamacare altogether. Because in reality, there's a certain amount of numbers pointed out. And I don't want to be amongst that number. And that's why I'm saying, out of sheer understanding, because I'm going to tell you something, I don't fear nothing. And the reason why I don't fear nothing is because where it's working is me is greater than me. And I hope you understand how I said that. But in reality, we as a people have to understand our differences are only magnified because of the way corporate forces us to view them. But I'm going to tell you something. When I was in war, if my raps was short, I looked at my partners and they fed me. When they're thirsty and their cans was empty, I freely shared mine. America better wake up, because that is the only way we're going to have to deal with this tyrannical state that literally has subversively came into and controlled.
So true. You know, they've used our the differences that are there have been used as a tool for their agenda. And it's so true, Brother Davidson. Yeah, we really have to talk about Rex 84 here. We haven't really dealt with Rex 84 because you're actually seeing the unfolding of that as well as other programs.
Hot 21, all of them are in effect.
Yes,
all
right, brother.
Right now. They're all in effect.
Right,
because just remember, they're all in effect right now, especially on our community, doing everything at us.
So true, and these are the facts, and this is and we definitely have to deal with this from a position of collective prudence. If we don't, then guess what? There will be another World War 3, 4, 5, and 6, because the government and will continue to maintain power, and the people will actually be the sacrificial lambs for that power to stay in place.
One day, at some time,
we have to realize who we are and what's so important, and no longer allow the schooled mentality of ignorance, dumbed downness, to prevail within our lives. We're going to have to step out of our comfort zone and stand into our God-given zones of, you have the most important, valuable asset, and that being your free will. Execute it for you solely and for people and things that you love to maintain it and not to be used. Because no man has created you. No man can kill you. How can they kill you when they didn't give you life? Hey, we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we got to look at a couple of more things that are going on, and we got Brother Braggs and Brother Davis here online jumping on the conversation. We'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#, and that's going to be *61 if you would like to get in on the conversation. You have a comment or a question that you would like to talk to us about. We'd love to hear from you. It's so important. We need to talk about, how do we now start to prepare? We know these things are here. What are the things that we need to do actively right now that each and every person can do at some degree? The most important thing is to start today until you prepare for what you can today, so that when it arrives, you have some choices. And I'm going to tell you, the hurricane season is here. You need to prepare for that. If people were prepared in South Carolina, once the events happened, then they wouldn't have gotten caught by surprise and unable to respond appropriately. They would have had options because they were prepared when it was dry. Let's prepare while it was dry before the floodwaters rise on us, and they will rise quickly. You listen to Sandow Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. And we're going to go to a commercial break, and we'll be right back after that break.
The rhythm, the rebel.
Don't believe the hype.
Yes.
So now we can do this.
Here we go again.
We do whatever we do to survive.
Right? Drop it.
This is Brother Elliot, host of Time for an Awakening, and you're listening to Black Talk Radio Network, new media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. If you'd like to get in on the conversation with us, please jump in. The number is area code 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032 pound, and then hit star 61 if you'd like to get in on the conversation. You have a question or a comment that you would like to make. We'd love to hear from you. You know, I was hoping that one sister had called about her child having asthma. Sister, if you're listening, please give us a call back. We'd love to talk to you from Thursday when we talked. You know, wanted to finish because your question was so important. I wanted to talk to you, particularly you, directly. And what I want to say is that in this hour, we need to talk about some of the things that we can do in order to mitigate and prepare ourselves for this. You know, one, I would say is a couple of things, but before we go there, we got our brother Davis and our brother Braggs that's always gracefully, you know, helping us out and giving great wisdom and their overall great knowledge of things and preparedness and things that we need to be paying attention to. Let me tell you something about these people. We really need to stop looking at the so-called authority as people as having authority. These people have no authority whatsoever. And we need to stop having blind faith. Just because Loretta Lynch looks like an aunt, that's a good aunt that's in your family, there's nothing good about what this is, what's happening. What Eric Holder did. Remember, Eric Holder was directly responsible for Waco. Directly responsible for Waco. The killing of children. The killing of children. And that's not him and Janet Reno. All of these people, they do these things. They murder and they get elected. When other people do it, they try to give them. If they're not doing it for the sponsorship of the overall control of the masses of people, then they want to imprison or give them the death penalty or whatever they want to use them to further their authority. Everyone is used for the authority of the government and the corporations. And it is, without a doubt, the corporations that rule here. That has to stop. That has to stop. Now, last week, we were talking about, you know, a war that could break out. And before we jump into some other things, I want to make sure so I don't forget. One of the things that you need to get into your possession right now when no one is looking, while no one is paying attention to it, while no one is seeking it out, because there's a limited amount of resources throughout the world. Once everyone else gets that Black Friday mentality where everyone runs and bum rushes to the store to get something, you don't want to be caught in that crowd. You need to, as Brother Davis said and as Brother Braggs has said before, you need to prepare beforehand. You want to prepare for the flood when it's dry. You want to prepare for the hurricane when the skies are blue. You want to prepare for any confrontation when there's none whatsoever. So now, in this confrontation that the U.S. will engage in, and I believe it will be a nuclear one, And not only that, it's something that you should be doing anyhow, because they've already started to nuke you through radiation and radiation poisoning, through Fukushima, through the background radiations from the TVs, the cell phones, all this other stuff. Your whole body is being irradiated. You need to detox that body now. But one of the things you need to have for the advent of this war, before it gets shooting, is you need to get potassium iodine in your possession. Because potassium iodine, once something happens, you're not going to be able to find it anywhere. And if you do find it, I have a question for you. Will you have enough cash to be able to buy it? See, this is the importance of preparing while everyone else is not looking at things, not paying attention to it. They're not prepared. That is the key to it. So potassium iodine is something that every person that listens to Black Talk Radio Network, listens to Tando, you need to get that into your possession now. Let me tell you something about preparing. As Brother Davis knows, and Brother Braggs and Scotty knows, and it is a very long, tedious process in order to get the things that you need. This is why you start early and you can't blow this off. Just because nothing happened, just because this didn't happen, that didn't happen, that thank God it didn't, because if it did, you still wasn't really prepared to deal with it anyhow. This is why you need to take these times to prepare yourself for what's coming. Potassium iodine is what you need to protect your thyroid from cesium. Okay, because your body will only take in one form of your body looks at radiation as iodine, and it will only take in one form at a time. So if your body has potassium iodine within the thyroid, then the thyroid will not accept the cesium, the radiation, but that's not going to protect you from all radiation poisoning, just some. But this is one of the things that you need to get, and it's relatively cheap to get it now. Do the research and start to get the potassium iodine now. Also, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, please give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 5459032#. So because of what we have now, we basically have the Cuban Missile Crisis on steroids. It's no longer a missile. This is far beyond a missile crisis in Cuba. This is already engaged in all-out war and is going to continue because it's global now, it's financial, and it's unpreventable. You've already passed the point of no return. It's only going to continue to escalate. So now, if you have any questions about some of the things that you would need, or any questions that you would have about some of the things that we talked about, please give us a call now. Let's use this time to talk about what it is that you need to acquire. And that number is 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#. So, but before we go any further, I don't know if the one sister is going to be able to call back that called last week about her son having asthma. Now, Brother Davis, Brother Braggs, if you'd like to chime in with some of the things that you would suggest that people look at now while they can, like you did, Brother Davis, talking about getting the food and the water now, please do. And, you know, before we talk about the asthma thing, it's so important. I can't emphasize this enough. You prepare when you don't need the thing. You prepare because you will need them in the future. The possibility of you needing them in the future. What you want to do is you want to have to prepare with the necessities of life. Focus on that first and foremost.
You know, Dave, things like propane heaters, man, kerosene heaters. I was just thinking about I got a little portable stove. It takes a little propane tank. Right now, I'd be good to buy tanks anyway because it's off season. They're about to put them up, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But those come in handy for cooking your meals. They don't draw a lot of attention because they're small. Put it on a table, a bench, or sit it on the ground.
Yes, without
portable,
a doubt.
Portable propane heaters too. You got, they got heaters that are portable where you put the propane in them and light them up. That's a good heat source in an emergency. Just think,
yes.
People used to have, my grandmother had them all through her house in a shotgun house in Louisiana. Just thinking about things that I can remember.
Yep, fantastic. Brother Davis?
I would say those people who are connected with civic churches, civic organizations, talk to people in there that are like-minded. Talk to those police officers that may be alarmed. You want to build relationships. I think relationships put them to see what they have and that are exactly the same. You know, you visit the house. See, these things make like-minded gravitate to each other because they're true. And let me tell you, let me just tag in on what Brother Davis is saying, and it's and I'm glad Brother Braggs and Brother Davis is here. And you know, oh, the thing that Brother Braggs said about the propane, I got to touch on that too. So true. What Brother Davis is really emphasizing to you all is that the government realizes that they are very limited in what they can do, extremely limited in what they can do. But what they realize that where their real strength is what? Is that they control the media. They control the supply lines. They can control the cutoff points. They can increase their participation of destruction very easily by cutting off the food and the water. And your neighbor will be your enemy quickly if you don't forge those relationships and those bonds right now. If you forge those relationships and bonds that Brother Davis was talking about just now, then you'll be able to mitigate and undermine, actually undermine because of your relationships with
everyone from doctors to firemen to you know, the police that you, you know, the people that you can confide in, because you've established these relationships. Now they become beholden to you in your overall group and in organization more than anything. Because if you don't prepare with the people, then it will be the people that you will have to be prepared against. 9 times out of 10, everyone during an economic collapse or a war scenario, you're not going to have to worry about so much overall governmental presence and tyranny. You're going to have to indirectly deal with it, because it's your neighbor that's going to be starving. This is why it's so important to establish these bonds and these relationships now with people within the community that you can trust. Because the military can only do so much, but they can do the system can do so much more with hungry people. You do not have enough to protect yourself from them. One of the things that I learned as a very young man in the military is that the people, the military could never beat the people. Never can beat the people. No matter how big your military force is and how well equipped it is, it can never beat the people. Yes, you can use all kinds of weaponry that would totally annihilate and all of that stuff. Yes, that's a given. Outside of that, the military can never beat the people. But one thing that the military can do and the governments can do is to distract and divide the people among themselves, divide and conquer. And then the people can never beat the people. If we do not have these alliances based in preparedness, it's going to be extremely difficult and virtually impossible to get through. So Brother Davis is exactly right, because it's your neighbor that is going to be your biggest threat. Hey, Sister Davis, how you doing? Hold on one second, Brother Brad. Go ahead, Sister Davis. Hey, Sister Davis, I couldn't really hear. Brother Brad, could you hear Sister Davis? I could barely hear you, Sister Davis. Brother Bragg, are you there?
This is Brother Davis. Can you hear me?
Okay, yeah, I can hear you, Brother Davis. Yes.
Okay, she was saying that in Philadelphia, the Housing Authority passed the law that they couldn't smoke inside. But here's what they do. They induce the neighbor to tell who the smokers are. That way they can give them an incentive, and then they'll find out who's smoking and just drop in on them and kick them out. So literally, that small incentive is enough for someone else to tell on somebody else. So this goes back to what you're saying in reference to them
yep.
giving
Don't ask, don't tell. The old program, don't ask, don't tell. Wow, and I'm glad. Thank you, Brother Davis, for telling, because that was so important. We needed to hear that, because they've been doing this type of programs for so long, and they're going to increase these programs. And I'm going to tell you, they're going to really increase within this gun conference, you know, control thing that they want to have. And this is, and they're going to be giving iPhones. Just imagine, I can see them giving iPhones to people to, and this is where, if we don't have the relationships with each other, then the manipulations of the authorities will be complete, because that's what they need, us to be at each other's throat, and then there's nothing that we can, you know, really do. So, you know, Brother Braggs has said something so true about the propane things, and I want to get back to what Brother Davis and Brother Braggs and Sister Davis was talking about. Brother Braggs had talked about making sure that you, because we're moving into the colder months now. It may still just be early fall, but you have to treat it like a squirrel. You actually should have been preparing for fall and summer, and winter and summer, and then you prepare for summer and winter. Is the most effective and cost-efficient way to do it. So now, yes, you know, propane, the propane heaters, having a way to heat yourself, especially for those that are in cold climate areas. There's also a way that you can use, you know, because you have to be very careful with fire, but there's ways that you can use bricks to increase the overall heat in your home by making it a... Just taking a ceramic planter's pot from, you know, a clay pot that you would plant, you know, a cactus or something in the house. By using that, you can make a very effective heater with it, with just a candle, and from the top of the hole, staging it and stacking it in a way where it will emit and maximize the heat, because the ceramic part of the pot actually holds a lot of heat, and you can make a very strong heater with just a small candle that will last a long time in emergencies. But you have to know this stuff before you need to utilize it, because once you need to use it, where are you going to find it? Where are you going to be finding it? You're probably going to be trapped in your home, or God forbid that you'll be trapped outside of your home. And you have to think about these things way in before. Your environment depicts how you should be preparing. What I need to prepare for here in Southern California in the desert is quite different than what someone has to prepare for in Chicago, or what Team Davis has to prepare for, or someone, Mo has to prepare for in Boston, or Quincy has to prepare for in Indianapolis, because the degrees of the weather and the environment is totally different. So, just wanted to say that. And also, some of the things that, you know, we really need to, and let's just get some, Brother Braggs, Brother Davis, Sister Davis, in your opinion, how much, you know, for a family, let's take for each person in the family, depending on how big your family is, and we understand that times, there are tough economic times. And anything that you do now is going to help you in the future. One of the principles that I want to say in the art of war is that Sun Tzu had taught, whenever you're able to acquire resources from someone else, you've increased your overall resource capability by 100-fold. What does that mean? Through cooperation, because you're limited in what you can do, you've just increased your resource base 100-fold. So important. So, brothers and Sister Davis, but hold on one second. Before we do that, we got a caller here. Don't want to keep them waiting. Let's jump to them. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. What's your question or comment, and where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm calling from Syracuse, New York. I called last week about the...
Your son.
What to do for asthma, yeah.
Yes. I'm so glad that you called back. I saw the prefix and I thought that was you, and I was glad that you called because I wanted to address your question because it's a very important one. I remember Brother Davis and Brother Bragg said to make sure that you try to get in advance on the medication if your son is on medication.
Right.
There are a couple of things that I would suggest is that one of the things is that you also want to look at the natural ways of strengthening your son's lungs and also getting his lungs open before a problem happens. As you know, with asthma, you have to really be mindful and watch them and nip it before it gets to be, you know, bad. You can start to see from their body language, their appearance, many things. You can kind of see how the asthma before it gets bad is starting, and you want to be as earlier a response to it as possible. And one of the things that I definitely suggest that you look into is the natural things that actually assist in allowing his lungs to open up and to get stronger. And like Brother Bragg said, you want to start to strengthen his lungs. Now, one of the things that I found that works very, very well is something called thieves oil. Just like a thief, but it's actually a thieves oil, okay?
Okay.
You want to get the essential oils of thieves oil, essential oil. Make sure you're getting the essential oil, okay? And one of the ways that you can tell essential oil is that you can put it on a piece of paper, manila paper or a regular brown paper bag, and it should not stain it, as in an oil stain, okay? That's how you know you have real oil. You want to invoke that thieves oil into his life daily. One of the things you want to do is spray it on his feet. Make sure he's not allergic to any of the things that are in real thieves oil. But you don't ever want to put, make sure he doesn't put his hands on his face because real thieves oil has pure cinnamon, has real cinnamon. Your cinnamon in it, and that cinnamon will burn. Believe me, it will burn the heck out of you.
Okay?
So you want to make sure he doesn't get it in his eyes. And what you want to do is you want to get a humidifier. And what you do is you put the thieves oil, you could spray it in his room. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You could put it in his humidifier, and then that will get it in the air, and he'll start to breathe it. And that will actually strengthen his immune system. And it will actually cause the lungs to actually open up to start to breathe a whole lot easier. And it's a very effective preventive maintenance for asthma. You want to look at the natural ways of dealing with, and that is one that I know has immensely helped people that I know with asthma. And it is remarkable. Like we always say, you know, for every disease that man has created, God has an herb to cure it. So you want to look at those things now and get that into your possession now, because I know the plight and the trauma with asthma. Because my son had a very bad asthma attack when he was younger, and it actually turned blue on us, and it was.
Oh my goodness!
So it's I know your you know, your position, and that's what really works for us. And you want to have a daily regimen of that. And then, but let me take my number down, sister, and text me. It's a couple of other things, too. My number is 951.
Okay,
951-790-790-8330.
Okay.
Text me, please, and then let's talk.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much for your call, sister.
You're welcome. Thank you, everyone.
Okay. Sorry about that, Brother Davis
Dave.
Brother Bragg. Yes.
Another thing, Dave, is local honey, man. It encapsulates the pollen that's in your area. So if you use the local honey, you'll build an immunity to things that would normally trigger asthma. Another thing is they got a thing I used to make my son use. It was hard to get him to do it, but once he used it, they got that nutty pot. It's a saline solution. Mm-hmm. But you tilt your head back and you take it through one nostril. And what it does, it goes up into the sinus area, and it washes everything down. It's excellent. He used that. He was like, because my son is hardcore. He's like, Dad, it worked. I'm like, yeah, I know it worked if you give it a try. And it really works. Cleans the whole thing, all the stuff, because he had asthma terribly.
Yeah, that's it. You actually put it put it in one of your nasals, and it
right.
Just,
saline
yeah.
solution and that nutty pot.
Saline
it works.
Solution.
I use it too. It works. I use it. It works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
you
it's
got
clean
it,
too. It just
yeah. Go ahead, Brother David.
Hey man, there's a book by Dr. Stephen Chan. It's called Natural Exercise, Quote, Healthy Natural Healing. And there's several breathing exercises in there that I have used in my early stages of asthma, and I do not have a problem with asthma anymore. Also, food is a big trigger to all disease.
Yeah.
Sometimes people fail to realize that the enzymes that are in the food you eat have affect your body differently than others because you're more sensitive to some things than others.
Well, milk makes mucus. Always remember, milk makes mucus. So big people shouldn't be drinking milk anyway, but milk does make mucus.
Mucus is the source of disease.
Be quiet.
And that's where mucus comes from. And Dr. Davey says that mucus is the source of all disease. But I would say to you, get the book by Dr. Stephen Chan, practice some of his exercises. That way he'll be able to pick up on the physical change, and you can document his food to see what the trigger foods are that may induce his asthma. Now that might not happen for him a day or two after he eats them, but at least if you have them documented, you can start narrowing down what is best for him and what is not.
Say the book again, Brother Davis.
It's called Self-Healing Through Exercise by Dr. Chang, C-H-A-N-G.
Right.
But, world renowned.
Yeah. And then, we'll post that in Tando, radio, on, Facebook so that you can get that book. That book is so powerful and so needed. So many, you know, we have to look at these natural ways because, and you know, Brother Davis and, because I just want to say this real quick and then get back. Brother Davis and Brother Braggs, you see how there's so many of the real doctors, the holistic doctors, that they're all of a sudden they're knocking these doctors off left and right. So
yeah, about 18, right? It's about 18 now, right?
No, it's in the 30s.
Oh,
it's,
my goodness.
It's actually in the 30s. Wow. Then there was a event that a bunch were at in over in London, and they all got food poisoning. I mean, severely food poisoning, where it was life threatening to a bunch of them. This is no coincidence. These people are, you know, the pharmaceutical corporation. You know, they're really the real drug pushers.
No
and
doubt.
You know, all drug kingpins do what? They kill their competition. They kill their company. Okay. Listen, we got to get ready to go to a commercial. But hold on 1 second, Sister Davis. When we come back,
okay.
I can hear you perfectly now. Great. We're going to come right back to you listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For live programming schedules, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. And today's conversation is we're talking about a various amount of things, and we're going to talk about some of the things that you should be noticing and doing now to prepare. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 6490032 pound, and then hit star 61 if you'd like to get in on the conversation. We'd love to hear from you. Hey, Sister Davis, you were about to say something, Sister. You have the floor.
Yeah, I last week I listened to a radio show about the doctors, the holistic doctors that are been killed. And like you said, it's into the 30s now. And the last, there were 29 doctors in Germany. They had a holistic symposium conference, and they were poisoned, all of them. They were poisoned.
Yeah.
I guess they were here all day, and towards the evening they ate and dessert, and within an hour they were convulsing, having convulsions, falling out, hallucinations, and it took a team of, I think, 15, 20 ambulances and life flight and everything to get them to safety to a different hospital. So I was listening to this radio show, and I'm going to try to post it on Kando and RDC and stuff when I get, I got to go back and get all these things together. But what they found, the common denominator between these particular holistic practitioners, is that they have found a link for the cure of cancer. The first doctor that was found dead, I can't quote his name because I don't remember it, but he was from, I think, North Carolina, and they had classified that as a suicide. That was back in June. He was one of the May, early June, he was one of the first to die. And they said it was a suicide. Well, they found, a fisherman found his body in the water while he was fishing. He was shot twice in the chest, and he was, you know, somebody dropped him in the river. So that kind of rules out the obvious suicide if you're shot twice in the chest. So now they started looking at the different doctors. It doesn't seem as though all holistic doctors at that point were being targeted. So they looked at the common denominator between these, and they have been working. Because that first doctor, I want to say, the FDA came in and raided his office like before he was found dead. They took some information. You know, you don't know what they took, but they raided it, they tore it up. But those doctors have a cure for the you know, very good link for cure for cancer, autism, and Alzheimer's. And the cure is vitamin D, but it's a special type of vitamin D. It's more like the vitamin D3. And the radio show I listened to for about 2 hours was phenomenal. And I recorded it. And when Richard was sleeping, and then when he got up, I had him listen to it because it's phenomenal. I mean, it's just a simple increasing vitamin D, because just like a lot of corpses, you know, I know you've heard, out of 100 corpses that have cancer, they all have a high pH, meaning that they have a high acid. Well, they also have very low vitamin D. And when you go for blood tests, unless you're specifically looking for your vitamin D level, you can't find it. You know, you have to go specifically and get a specific test. And if you start increasing the vitamin D, it lowers your risk for cancer, and it cures cancer. But these particular doctors were working on that particular cure, and that's why they referred to it. And as soon as I get all the information, I'll post it. You know, with us driving, sometimes we don't park, we do that kind of thing. But I was astounded by the information. And then, you know, Richard, he sat and listened to it also. And it's amazing. But they have come together, and they were working on it. These particular doctors were emailing each other and going back and forth and working on the cure. And when they found out, you know, Big Pharma, because they like to make millions of dollars for cancer research and all that other cancer stuff that they do, they put a halt to it. And they shot him in the chest. They got rid. And then another doctor went out for a walk and never came home. I mean, if you look at the different scenarios for each doctor that came up dead, it's phenomenal. I mean, you have to see, connect those dots. It's just phenomenal. But yeah, this, it's a Big Pharma is not trying to have insurance.
No, 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 because they need you to have health care and not health cures. And yeah, the vitamin D3 is a very key vitamin that you need to have. And so most of us are D3 deficient, and it's so important to that in the fights of not only for that and a bunch of other things. And yes, Sister Davis, that's right. They were. I couldn't remember what it was, and I'm glad that you brought that up, because I just couldn't remember. It was, the connection was that they were all researching in the cures for some of the common and more prevalent in cancers that were that caused people to have a slower, I forget which ones it was, and those are the ones that you know they drag on, and it basically they drain you. A lot of people don't realize when the FDA raided him, people don't know the history of things, and the FDA was created by the Bureau of Chemistry. They were the pharmaceutical companies, and that just became the everyday pharmaceutical companies today. They were originally, the FDA was originally established by the Bureau of Chemistry, because it was the chemists that wanted to bring their synthetic drugs to the general population, and they created an organization that would be funded by the government to protect them. Not to protect the people, to make sure that their product would be brought to the market, their synthetic product, because they wanted to get rid of colloidal silver. That was the original design of the FDA, and its first mandate was to get rid of colloidal silver, because the doctors of the day were prescribing colloidal silver for darn near everything, and it was curing it. And the Bureau of Chemistry, because they can't patent silver, was quite upset, and they were pissed off, so they went to the government, bought them off, and started the agency that you know now as the Federal Death Administration. So this history stuff is so important. And so yeah, we'll post that, Sister Davis, if you find that that article is something that we really need to know. And you know, it's so important that we treat our natural bodies by natural means. You know, the growth that we have, our bodies can fight off the cancers. If the immune system, if you detox, eat right, as has been said by Team Davis, and also strengthen your immune system, it will be able to fight it off, because everyone has the capability for all forms of cancer already. And what happens in this food source, that's where the body can no longer identify it. The immune system can no longer identify it, and then now you have the rapid growth and spreading of the cancer, and now you have the problem. So thank you, Sister Davis. And this is so important. And I tell you, it's one of the things that you have to look into is you really need to look into different natural and cures for your body. Now, and it's so important that you do, because that is what, especially in as we continue to move in this economically depressed state, people won't have the ability to afford the pharmaceutical death prescriptions that doctors are giving so many people, you know, and the medical attention that you'll need, you know, you may not be able to afford it. So you want to strengthen your body and prevent things from happening to you now. And there is so much that you know, just a little goes a very long way. Having clean water that actually nourishes the body, allows the body to get rid of waste, allows the body to be properly hydrated, allows the body to get rid of the things that are not necessary. Have clean, healthy water, because there is dead water. okay? Water that's not based in heavy metals and things of that nature. You need to get into that. You know, you actually need to have mineralized water, known as alkaline water. And there's a way that you can do it. You know, you can add minerals to your water now and find out what those are. Magnesium, and it's so many that you can add to your water to remineralize it. And you know, a lot of people, I see people drinking bottled water all the time, and they don't realize that bottled water is dead water. A lot of bottled water is dead water. It doesn't have the minerals in it. When they purified it, they didn't tell you it's a marketing trick. Purification is just one thing that has to happen. After you purify water, you need to mineralize it, because purifying it takes everything out. So, Brother Braggs, you had something
Dave, you can alkalize your water by taking a lemon and put it in a gallon of water. Let it sit for like 11 to 12 hours, and you have alkaline water. The other part of that water is that when you drink dead water, there's no nutrients in the water. So it's not really helping your body or your organs. So you need water that's got oxygen in it. That's one of my pet peeves, water, man. It's one of the things that I chase, water.
I had to explain that the other day to, well, this was just yesterday. Like, you know, we have a pitcher. Most people have a pitcher for cold water, but we get our water from a well, you know, a dug well. And so, and that's some of the best tasting water, I tell you. I'm not just saying that to be saying that. I tell you, I ain't never tasted better water ever in my life. And so it was getting like, it, you know, the container needed to be refilled, and he was taking it out. It was probably about a cup of water still left in it. And he was like, why is it dirt in the bottom of this thing? And I told him, that's not dirt. I was like, that's minerals, that's sediment that's in the water when, you know, when you getting it from a natural source. So that's not dirt, you know, that's why it's sitting on the bottom like that. And I had to explain that to him. But, and then I took the cup of water and drunk it. And, but one of the things I was thinking about though, that I think that people, in terms of water, that people could use is learning how to dig a well. Alright, cause it's not difficult to dig a well. And I was actually thinking about this when I heard about, you know, all the water shutoffs in Detroit and stuff. Yeah. And I was like, you know, go to YouTube and learn how to dig a well. It don't really take that much, man, to dig a well. And you may not necessarily need to go hundreds of feet into the ground, you know, so
to
I think.
Hit the table, right.
Yeah, I just think that, that's a good, you know, good thing for people to have, to know what they need to dig a well. And you don't need any power tools or anything like that. You can make it with PVC pipe. So, yeah.
Man, Scotty, you know what? I'm so glad that, because I totally forgot about digging a well. Because that was actually one of the things that I'm going to be doing, Scotty, and looking for the place to do that. Cause like Scotty said, it's not that hard. You know, one, you just need to find out where the water table is. And once you find the water table, you just struck gold. And just with a PVC pipe and everything else, you could dig a well. And like Scotty said, it is the best water. Now, let me tell you, a lot of people don't realize that, why is it the best water? It's the best water because it's been purified by the sediments, the ground, and then it's been mineralized by the same process. And for the gentleman that Scotty was talking about, why is there dirt in the ground in the water, is because that's the healthy part of the water, you know, is that that's why the water is so healthy. And Scotty's absolutely right. Some of the best water you could ever have in your life is pure well water that is not difficult. You can even even if you have a very small backyard, you know, somewhere, you can find, digging a well is not very hard to do at all. And it's something that everyone should do in preparedness. It's actually one of the first things that you should be doing. And
hey, brother.
Go ahead, Brother Dave.
This guy, Brother Scotty, one of the reasons why we targeted the Carolinas was because of the water that's underneath the ground in those areas. That, I'm going entirely different. I mean, you would think you have to experience it personally. But that's one of the reasons why we targeted the Carolinas before we bought our farm in South Carolina, because the water is exceptionally pure and well-built.
Yeah, it's not, it's like Brother David said, you have to experience it. You know, the best water I ever tasted was out of two things, out of a running stream in Alaska and out of a well in Alaska. And Scotty is absolutely right. You can't beat it, and it's not hard to do. Every person here should start to think about how they can incorporate well water into their preparedness. Brother Davis has said why he chose the region of the country that he went to, and that was a great choice because of that. And I'm going to tell you, that's where it all starts, because you are water. Your body is made up of water. This earth, this planet is made up of water. It's so essential. But see, what they passed on us is dead water. Dead water in two ways. Dead water of the heavy metals that they put in the tap water, and the dead water from the propaganda from Nestle that they put in the bottle. If you have never listened to the CEO of Nestle talk about water, if you ever do, you will not drink another bottle of bottled water without mineralizing it again, because it's nothing more than a marketing scheme. It's dead water. You have to mineralize your water, else it's not worth drinking. It's so important that we do. This is why people that drink a bunch of water are still dehydrated. They're still having the different problems with their organs, with different things, because it's dead water. One of the best things that you could do for yourself is clean water. So, glad you brothers were here for that. Next, food. Listen, I would say get at least 30 days of food for each member of your family. If you can't get 30 days of food, there are different things from the food bank to different ways that you can start to incorporate. Just get what you can. And remember, you have to incorporate everyone in your family. Then you want to think about people that would be within your group. This group, I'm telling you, it's so important that you establish your preparedness groups now. Get in those preparedness groups now and get producing in those groups now. Because that is going to be the way that you're able to navigate the things that are coming. So I would say, at least 30 days of food for each person in the family. Can have more, the better. And make sure you get good quality, nutritious food. Try to get, natural foods. Salt, you only get colored salt. If you can get what you can, but you want to get the most nutritious food that you're going to need. And I would say, everyone, please change your eating habits. Change your eating habits. What do I mean by that? You have to, as this continues to unfold, one of the poisons that we have in this country is food indulgence. We eat entirely too much, and that is making us sick because of the kind of food that is on the market that we're eating is poisoning our body. So you want to look at changing your eating habits. If you eat good, nutritious food, you'll find something. You won't have the empty calories. You won't have the empty calories, and that is so, so important. And getting good, nutritious food is becoming a task now. And we already know the cost that goes along with that. But what you can do, there are ways that you can get around it, and I think that's going to be a show that we have to have from a couple of farmers that are making some relationships with to have them come in, and some good food people to come in and help us out with that. One of the things also, just like you need to have mineralized water, the ground that you farm has to be remineralized, because every time you plant a crop, it takes the minerals out of the soil, and you have to remineralize your soil.
That's why you're supposed to rotate crops too.
Yep, definitely have to rotate crops. You can't just go put it in the ground and think. You have to look at rotating your areas, and you're going to have to be able to mineralize your soil. And I'm going to tell you, it's so funny that Scotty's friend talked about what is this dirt in the bottom of the not even knowing how powerful that silt is.
Yeah, he's only 11. It's my nephew.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay, so I had to explain to him.
So, okay, that's understandable. Thanks, Scotty. But see, the most important thing is that you know how you replenish your farming soil? Through flooding. It's the silt that puts the minerals back into the ground. And this is so important. So you want to, this is why, you know, it's a smart move by Team Davis to pick the Carolinas, because you need flooding from time to time to remineralize the overall farmland. It's one of the best things that can happen to it. Then, you know, they have ash and all of this other stuff. You got to break up rocks and pulverize rocks and then put it back into the soil, you know, as fine as you possibly can. It's so much to it. So, but I'm going to tell you, water, mineralized water is the way to go, and at least get 30 days of food for each person in your family, and we can build on that in the future. We're going to continue to talk about these things, talk about what's happening in the world, why you need to prepare, and so that you'll have an idea of where we are. Hey, everyone, that's going to be the show for today. I just want to thank you all. Fridays are difficult days for me because we're going through a transition here at the West Coast. We're actually moving out of Southern California. So in that, my Fridays are pretty busy because that's the day that we have to dedicate. So some Fridays I will be here for the show, but until that process is complete, probably going to be able to do a show, but I'll be able to do it from time to time. So just wanted to give you guys a heads up for that and just to let you know. So, hey, everyone, just want to thank you all. Brother Davis, thank you for calling. Sister Davis, Brother Braggs, as always, thank you for calling. Scotty, thanks for doing everything that you're doing. And to you, the Tando listeners, radio listeners, and the Black Talk Radio Network listeners, listen, please continue to support this network, because it's so much more that we can do, but we're going to have your support in order to do it. You do not want, but think about how much you've learned and how much we've all grown together. We need to support these things instead of going by what they've been programming us to do, to think that we should take something for free, because that's not how the universe works. It's collective prudence. Please, let's continue to support each other. Much love, much respect. Thank you all for listening. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. And remember, our slogan is never ask for a blessing before praying for a blessing, to make sure to be a blessing. And is never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. Much love, much respect. Talk to you soon.
Peace, peace.
Girl, you are rich, even with nothing.